You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, you may know Yaya Pandor from Insight Counseling or TikTok, but did you know that he is big into his Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu? He's here today to talk to me about how his sight loss impacts his BJJ and also sees sport differently. Yaya, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me once again.
First off, how did you get into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
So it actually starts off with a sort of sad story. I was nearly blind. I'd just lost my sight, and it was my first time going out with my cane. And I'd always been worried about that first step of going out with your cane, because I've always seen it, I used to see it as a sign of vulnerability. You know, it's a very overt, obvious sign that there is something different about you. It's a marker. And I was walking into town, and I have to go through this sort of alleyway bit. And I had a group of teenagers who were discussing how to attack me. So that wasn't great. I was terrified and worried and scared. But luckily, they didn't do anything. I say that they screamed in my face, and that was it. Luckily, there was no physical confrontation. Given how vulnerable I felt, how scared I felt, and how useless I felt, you know, there was no way I could do anything, defend myself. It's also extremely difficult running when you're blind. So I decided to look into some sort of self-defense. And so that's sort of what got me into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. I actually reached out to several different organizations, and each one came back with a reason and excuse as to why they couldn't help me or why they didn't have the facilities to help me. But then the Gracie Barra organization, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in Gloucester, as a wonderful coach, Coach Murray, he reached out to me and said, I have no idea how we'll do this, but come along, we'll give it a go, we'll work it out together, and we'll go from there. And that was my first shot at journey into Jiu-Jitsu.
That must have been great, just him saying, I've got no idea how we're going to do this, but let's give it a bash anyway. That kind of leads me into what I was going to ask you next. Of accessibility-wise, how have you found getting into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu?
So I'm quite lucky in the fact that I think Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is quite a tactile sport. There's a lot of touching. If anyone has no experience of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, there's a lot of touching. There's a lot of holding on to each other, and there's a lot of grappling between each other. You're very close to one another. So I think in terms of that, it's a good starting sport for visually impaired or blind people. So the way I started my journey was I actually had private tuition from Coach Murray, just so that we could learn the basics before he threw me into the deep end with everyone else. And so we did a few months of just one-to-one training where he taught me all the basics. It was extremely hands-on. He would demonstrate on me, and then when we were sparring, fighting, practicing, whatever you want to call it, he would be really hands-on with where he would be, you know, moving my hands for me, my legs for me, until I got used to the positions. I suppose it also helped slightly that I wasn't born blind. I lost my sight later on in life, and so I could I have some representation of what imagery is. So he could use a clock face, for example, or there's a motion where you have to, a bit like a scissor motion, so I could I would know what a scissor looks like, so I could replicate that in my own body. So I suppose that was helpful in some ways,
getting you used to doing everything, so that when it comes to sparring with other practitioners, that it just makes it so much easier.
Yeah, there is something about repetition. It's keep on doing it until you get it right. And I think that's true for anyone in the sport, or for any sport, really. The more you do it, the better you get, the more confident you get, the more comfortable you become.
You've mentioned getting into Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu was a way to improve your confidence when going out and about, and just knowing that you would have a way to defend yourself.
Yeah.
What are some of the other benefits of getting out and about, getting involved in sports?
Actually, before Jiu-Jitsu, I hadn't done any exercise in about 10 years, I think, I'm going to say, like, since school. Being blind, I don't have access to a car or anything like that, so I would walk a lot of places. But other than that, exercise was just not a thing for me. So I started from nothing. And it was just, there were so many great things about it. Firstly, it connected me with the community. I've made some amazing friends through Jiu-Jitsu, and it's something that I look forward to going to each session. I never sort of think, I can't be bothered this week. So I found some great friends. My health has improved, and we started from the basics, as I said. So it wasn't you come in and you're expected to be this Captain America superhuman and know how to do things. So even the health side of it was picked up very gradually. As a therapist, exercise is great. It releases so many hormones, endorphins, things that make you feel good. And it's very true. Part of that might be the social aspect. Part of that might be the competitive element. I like winning when I'm competing against other people. But yeah, getting moving is very good for you, both in terms of body and mind and spirit.
Finally, part of C-Sport definitely is getting other blind or partially sighted people out there and involved in sport and activity. What advice have you got for any listeners who maybe want to get into sports, maybe don't know what sport's for them yet, but just getting out there into the world of sport and activity?
So with the launch of this campaign, there's actually a website called See Sport Differently, and you can go on there and there's a quiz that you can take, and depending on the quiz answers that you give, it will recommend things best suitable for you. But the other advice is just give it a go. Find places that will help you. Doesn't matter what sport it is. Try 20, 30 if you can. You know, you don't know which sport is right for you until you've tried several. Just contact people. Prove to them that blindness or being visually impaired does not hold you back, and give it a go.
Excellent stuff. Once again, that URL is seesportdifferently.org.uk/quiz. Yaya Pandor, thanks so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me, David.